Hey there, brothers and sisters. This is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take your fears and your frustrations and your foibles with women, love, and sex, and we use it to create the manly mojo that you need to have the life and the love that you want. Thank you for being here today. This is a quick video introduction to the article below I'd like you to read, if you don't mind. I wrote an article that's got about 15,000 shares on Facebook so far. I didn't think it would be that popular. The title was just, "The One Thing That Husbands Love More Than Sex, and They Can't Tell You." So when I said, hi, brothers and sisters, this video and this article below is for both of you. It's got some tips in there for men to understand the vulnerability that we feel when we get the pinky power from women. The pinky power is what the article's about. That is the little known and less talked about phenomenon that when a woman's pinky brushes against your cheek or your shoulder or your elbow or any other part of your body and you feel that charge of feminine touch. And when she looks at you and gives you verbal or nonverbal cues that lets you know everything's okay to show you some feminine acceptance and approval, the lightning bolt that changes your life is something women don't know about. And this is what the article's about. And I think it's why it's tripped so many triggers in men and women out there, in that men know this. Every one of you watching this video knows that when a woman touches you with her pinky, lightning bolts go through you when she's doing it from a place of love and acceptance and approval. Women don't know it, and those that do are afraid of the power. They're afraid of doing it to you because they have their own baggage and their own vulnerabilities, and they tell me they have their own fears that if they use their pinky power in the wrong ways with men, we might get the wrong idea. What I want men to know is that you guys need to really ball up, right, and not be afraid to admit this. I've told my girlfriend this recently, the pinky power thing, and as evolved as she is, she goes, well, you know, I never knew this. Nobody ever told me that. You guys are kind of weird, aren't you? No, we're not weird. We're just afraid to tell the truth about the power women have when they're with us. We're afraid to explain how we feel when they touch us because we're afraid we'll look weak or insecure or something like that. But there are ways that women can help cause that feeling in us too. And in this article is a link to Jonalyn Fincher's article. You'll see she's a great lady. Wrote an article for women about 17 things women do that create a feeling of weakness in men. That refuse our vulnerability. So this article does two things. It's calling men out on be unafraid and unapologetic to admit you love pinky power. Be unafraid to be soft and show your weakness that your woman has incredible power over you in the way she talks and touches and looks at you. Let her know that it affects you. Who cares if she thinks you're weak? You gotta speak your truth, man. Speak your truth. We love pinky power. And for you women watching the video, read the article with an open mind. I know it's hard to read the 17 things that women do that cause us to feel like we can't be vulnerable in your presence and we have to be weak, or we can't be weak. It's kind of a hard-hitting notion, and I like to talk about it more in the comments in the article. Let me know what you think. Hit reply. If you want to talk any more about this, send me an email personally to steve@goodguystogreatmen. Let me know how this hits you and what you're thinking and feeling. I love the conversation. If you're wondering about the tree behind me, hey, it's Christmas. And who says good things don't come in small packages, huh? I just bagged this one today. Well, happy holidays. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Everything. Whatever you're doing for the holidays, I wish you well. Look forward to seeing you in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye.